Okay, Brendan, welcome to the, your stint with the Birmingham Bears, and I guess something you're really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's obviously a change of pace and a different dynamic to what used to operating in. I can't wait to actually get out there and play tomorrow and have a good experience. I've met the guys just before. They seem like good fellas. And obviously they're a successful team as well over the last 2 years in this form of the game.
At this time of year, you could have been out in the sun of the Caribbean Premier League. So what brought you to the Bears?
Yeah, it could have been, but... No, I like the idea that bring my family over and park up in one spot and get the opportunity to sink your teeth into a little bit of county life for a month or so, and what better place to do it than Edgbaston.
And alongside a very well-liked Kiwi here in the dressing room, and that Jeeton Patel has made a wonderful impression since he's been here.
Yeah, he's done well, and he's been outstanding. Obviously, we've followed his development from afar as well and seen his impact that he's had on county cricket and obviously on Warwickshire and Birmingham as well. So, you know, it's good to reconnect with Jeets. He's taking me out for a game of golf this afternoon, so looking forward to that as well.
When you come in as a talented player at a higher like this, into a side that's already winning games, is there sort of this added expectation on your shoulders, do you think, Brendan?
There's always expectation when you play this game, but it is a game as well, and you go out there and you try and do your best and you hope to make the contributions. If not, you can still be a good bloke and be a part of the team. So that's what's in front of us over the next 4 weeks, and hopefully I can make some impact on the field. If not, then I'll just have to buy them more beers off the field.
It's unusual for any sportsman to come into an established dressing room where they're really excited that you're coming as well. That's something that you kind of have to deal with. There are players there who are saying, yeah, we want to learn this from Brendan. We want to study what he does. I know Laurie Evans was talking to me about it this week. That's an unusual level of expectation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I hope he hasn't got too high expectations of what he's going to learn. It's pretty simple. You watch the ball and you try and hit it hard. Yeah, it is a different demand. But I guess I've been lucky enough to have played around the world and been a part of different teams as well. And the thing that you've got to do when you two come into these teams is be yourself and listen to how the group works, try and mould into that group and then hopefully you make some, not just impact on the field, but you make some friendships off it as well, which lasts a lot longer than your stint as an overseas player.
Brendan, obviously it's not just the Bears players that are excited about your presence, it's the fans as well. And excuse me, I don't know how much of Birmingham you've seen, but your face is emblazoned on various billboards. That comes with pressure as well, doesn't it? Because you'll be adding some extra bums on seats here. And how much pressure does that exert on you?
Yeah, it's a little bit of pressure, I guess, but it's a game, isn't it? You go out there, you try and do your best, and you can't worry too much about... Well, you certainly don't carry the burden of those expectations on you when you get out in the middle. You just try and keep things really, really simple and you play the game because you love playing it, and sometimes you have success and sometimes you don't. But if you have that outlook, then the pressure side of it shouldn't affect you too much.
Obviously away from home tomorrow, but how much are you looking forward to getting that first game at Edgbaston here next week?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that game. It'd be nice to start well tomorrow, but excited about that game as well. Obviously the wicket was flat as the last time we played the one day here. Hopefully the wickets that we get here in the next few weeks will be something similar, because you can really push the envelope from a skill point of view and hopefully make some contributions. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the crowd as well. I've heard a lot about how, playing in front of the home crowd here and it'd be nice if we're able to entertain them and get the results that we want.
Do you think with players like yourself, world-class T20 players like yourself, Chris Gayle, Darren Sammy was here as well, do you think the future for English domestic T20 cricket in attracting world-class stars to come and play, like the IPL does, like the Caribbean Premier League does, do you think it looks rosy for England?
I think it's great that you get overseas players wanting to play in your competition, and I think the success of the competition over the last little while was that there's obviously been some overseas players, but also the development of the local English players as well, and we've seen their emergence from playing county cricket through to how they played in the one day in T20 series. It shows that there's a whole lot of high class players, not just overseas guys, but a whole lot of high class players in this competition. So, you know, it's something I guess in 4 or 5 weeks' time we'll have a bit more of an understanding of how the competition sits around the world, but it's something that I'm looking forward to, and it's a nice opportunity I've got in front of me.
On Tuesday, you overtook Chris Gayle for international sixes hit in international T20 matches. Chris Gayle hit 23 sixes in the T20 Blast. Is that a target you're aiming for? 29 sixes he hit. Is that something you're aiming for?
Jesus, a lot of sixes. I may have overtaken him, but I'm pretty sure if we had measurements of how far the sixes went, I think he'd be about three times the distance of mine. So, well, we'll see. I'm looking forward to playing. you know, you've got high expectations and high hopes that you can go out there and perform, try and hit some sixes. Don't know, we'll see what happens, I guess.
And finally, with a look to your opponents tomorrow, James Fortin is one of their biggest names. You've played him a lot. And how will you look to play him if you get to face him tomorrow night?
Yeah, he's a really, really good exponent of T20 cricket as well. He's done well, and obviously in the World Cup and One Day format, but also in T20. So he's a quality player. He's an excellent international cricketer, and you can't focus too much on one person because there's other guys in their group as well who will ask questions of you. So if I do face Jimmy tomorrow, then obviously just try and keep it real simple and still look to find a boundary somewhere. But you can't be too caught up on just one person, I think.